Now, this was also recorded in Deer Lodge Prison. This was in the maximum security section with Barry and myself. And we were going into the section of the prison, which is one of the most haunted sections of the prison. And we were walking around, you know, doing our control check and all that. And we walked into the cell, and you're going to hear the cell door opening. And this was one of, I believe there was nine security cells in this area. And you hear the cell door squeaking open. Mm. And then if you get to listen closely on this, but you're going to hear a guy say, "Help, I'm in here." And then Barry says, "Is anybody in here?"
Oh, here we go. Oh, my God. I do hear it. I hear it too clearly. I hear it so clearly. And boy, the creak of that door. Listen, folks, we're gonna play this one again. Obviously, we do it with most of them. This one's, I think, particularly creepy, but yes, I hear it. Help, I'm in here. Isn't it quite clear? Listen yourself. Listen again. Listen very carefully if you dare. Yeah, I'll tell you something else. If you were fabricating that, that's a really good one. If you were fabricating that, you would fabricate it the other way around. You would fabricate it with the voice asking, "Anybody in here?" And then that would be the response.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean,
we couldn't think that. None of us have this good of an imagination to come up with this.
Yeah.
Well, if we did, then we should be writing books.
Yeah, maybe we should.
Whew, man. Hope I'm in here. Help, I'm still in here. Now, would you be able to find out, for example, who had been in that cell last? I don't even know if it would be the last person in. It could have been somebody who died perhaps when the prison was new.
Well, the problem with that is these cells were rotated. So a prisoner would stay in there 3 days and move. And they would just rotate around their cells. And the other problem is, in these cells, there were countless numbers of prisoners that died, because this was also the suicide watch area. And the prison guards, and this was told to us by the prison guard that gave us a tour of this building before we conducted the investigation, the prison guards with the really nasty inmates would forget, quote-unquote, to do the security check and make sure they weren't going to hang themselves. So they would basically just hand them extra sheets at night and say, "Good night," and wake up the next morning and they would have tied the sheets around their bars and hung themselves.